So just to clarify, yes, you have to pay your taxes. And this is why. If it weren't for this, I think there would be a lot more crises of conscience when it comes to paying your taxes. I have definitely had people come to me and say, "I'm pretty concerned about this." And I said, "Well, fortunately, Jesus gave us a very clear teaching about this." And yes, the Romans were bad too. We're not necessarily way better than them, but they were pretty bad. So we have to pay our taxes. What is happening here is the Pharisees are trying to trap Jesus. What they're asking him is it lawful to pay the temple tax, or is this the census tax? The census tax to Caesar. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? If he says, yes, it's lawful, they will say, oh, he's not a real Jew, he's a Roman sympathizer. So if he says yes, sorry, if he says yes, you should pay it. Sorry, I don't know if I said that right. If he says yes, you should pay it, he's a Roman sympathizer, all right? If he says no, you don't have to pay that, then he's a revolutionary, and they can report him to Herod. And they might execute him or something because the Romans were brutal in putting down persecution. And Herod was right. He was right along with the Romans. Even though Herod himself was Jewish, he was not very loyal to God's people. So he's trapped. Jesus is trapped. But what he does is ask for, show me the coin that pays the census tax. And he's got it. The guy has it and gives it right to him. Gives it right to him. And what does that mean? It means this Pharisee pays the census tax. Otherwise, why does he have a denarius? You know, that's kind of what he's trying to show. It doesn't prove it, but what he's pointing out to people is, you guys, everyone knows these people pay the tax themselves. So why are you trying to trap me? But then he shows the coin, of course, and whose image is on it? It was a profile view of Caesar's, head stamped on the coin. And Jesus says, "Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, but to God what is God's." And this is, Jesus is showing that you can pay your taxes to Caesar, which we also must do, even though it may be some terrible pagan or whatever kind of a government, and still you can worship God at the same time. You can, even though you might have to render unto Caesar, you can still render unto God what is God's. So it doesn't stop you from doing that. And the second thing is that, and this is, of course, the main point, which I think is lost on probably no one. Caesar's image is on the coin. It says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, but unto God what is God's. Well, if Caesar's image is on the coin, where is God's image? Altogether on us. We're made in God's image and likeness. This is in Genesis. Everybody would know this. Even we know this. And that's what he's saying. We have to render ourselves unto God. And the interesting thing is what that means can be very expansive. Well, it's supposed to be. He's God. We're supposed to worship him. And that's what Jesus is getting at here. And one of the ways that we have to render unto God, and this is, it's related to money, is to make sure that we're not worshiping mammon. Does anybody know what mammon is? Can I get a definition of mammon? Last night, someone offered one. Even though she was wearing a Michigan shirt, I called on her. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is basically stuff. It's money. But it's a Greek transliteration of an Aramaic word for wealth and possessions, stuff. It is derived from a word that means believe or trust. Thus, it means that in which one places trust. So it is actually much more than just stuff, actually. But Interestingly, Mammon is personified and portrayed as a master, underscoring how our possessions can come to possess us. We can become enslaved to our wealth and belongings, constantly worried about maintaining them or seeking to acquire more of them. This is why Jesus talks about not serving God and Mammon. If we are preoccupied with building up treasures on earth, we are serving Mammon, and we cannot give to God our total undivided service. We cannot give to God ourselves. We cannot render unto God what belongs to him. Only by being detached from wealth and possessions and trusting in God to provide for us can we be free to serve him. Can we really offer to him ourselves and render unto God what is God's? Why I'm talking about this is because in our intercessory prayer group maybe a month ago, what came to my heart to pray for this parish was freedom from serving mammon. This is just coming to me in prayer. It was coming to me as we were praying for the world, for the parish, and it was that we should pray for people to be released from any slavery to mammon, you know, to trusting in money, to trusting in possessions, to loving money. As you know, money is not evil, but the love of money is the root of all evil, Scripture says. And that we would, that maybe there's an area in your life where there's a preoccupation, a lack of trust in God, a desire for more, a fear about losing what we have, an attachment that just isn't what God wants. And that came up as we were praying. And I thought, you know, if we're going to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, okay, we got to do that. But we have to render unto God what is God's. And if we have this attachment to mammon, if we have this attachment to things or stuff or putting our trust in money or whatever, then we actually won't be very generous. We won't give to the poor. And this is not about you giving more money to St. Mary. Although if you'd like to do that, there's going to be a collection basket coming by real soon. And it's not about that, actually. You know, it's God has always provided for St. Mary Parish. And he always will. And he does it through you. But he always will. That was not at all like God's concern. You know, God never says, you really need to pray because I just don't have enough. St. Mary is just going to collapse. I don't know. God never says, I don't know what to do. I just don't have enough money coming in. He's God. As the Bible has a phrase, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Meaning, God doesn't need our money. Okay? Just Father Dan does. No. God doesn't need our money. What was God's concern? That we would worship it. It's not for him that he needs it. It's for us that we need not be attached to it. He's always provided for St. Mary, always will. But if we're loving money, if we're serving mammon, he doesn't have us. That's what he wants. Render unto God what is God's. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but give to God what is God's. Jesus actually, as I remind you all the time, he uses the word, I believe this is true, he uses the word for a word for money more often than he uses a word for prayer in the Gospels. How could that be? Because where your heart is, where your treasure is, there your heart is. You would have got it anyway, even if I didn't spoil it. And he wants our heart. He wants your heart. I believe that God wants each one of us to ask the Holy Spirit to lead us and to bring us to any conviction of the heart where, I might need to change here. I might need to do something there or not do something there. I believe he wants us to ask him, am I serving mammon? Am I loving money? Am I trusting in it? And let the Lord show you anything that he's going to show you. And remember, the way the Lord speaks never brings condemnation. Never brings just vague guilt. The devil loves to make you feel vaguely guilty. People joke about Catholic guilt, you know? But it's actually terrible to feel vaguely guilty about something you may or may not have, don't know. That's not from God. So we might feel guilty about something, but if the Holy Spirit is involved, we're going to have a specific thing that, oh, this is what the Lord wants to do. This is where he wants to work. And it's not the same as feeling a condemnation at all. He doesn't heap guilt or condemnation on you. He brings clarity. So when the Lord speaks, if there's something that you need to do, he's clear. It's specific enough that you know what to do. It's also encouraging. So you don't feel really discouraged, like, oh no. Here's an example of what God will not make you feel, or how his voice does not sound. It does not sound like this. Oh no, I just don't give enough money, and I'm just really terrible, and I don't know if I ever will, and there's no real way to please God, and I'm just really worldly. That's not God, okay? God's not at work in that little monologue. When God is at work, it sounds more like, oh, I think God wants me to give him this. Oh, wow, I have a lot of peace about that, even though I have a lot of fear about that maybe at the same time. When you have peace about something, but it's a little bit terrifying, that's usually the Holy Spirit. It doesn't have to be terrifying. He brings peace, though. He brings peace in the midst of whatever our emotions may feel about something. He brings his peace. And when we are attached to something, anything, you know, that can be very difficult. I think that there's two things that we should always look at. And am I serving mammon or not? And that's our checkbook and our calendar. Where we spend our time and money shows where we trust and where we love and where our heart is. And so ask the Lord to show you. He doesn't want us to serve mammon because then we can't be his. He wants us to be his. He wants us to offer our whole selves to him, all that we have, all that we are, at his disposal, and to trust in him and to really love him. This, if the Holy Spirit is really working, you're going to feel great freedom. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. It does not say, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's a heaviness of guilt and the fear of always messing up. No, that's not the Lord. Not him. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And so when he speaks, you're going to feel a sense of freedom, but when you act on it, you're going to have freedom. Not an emotion, freedom. That you see the fruit of it. We only know it's the Lord after we can look back and see the fruit of what he said and what we did about it. And I think he wants us to take this to him and say, Lord, is there any area where I'm serving mammon? Please show me. Please direct my heart, because I want to render unto you what is yours. I want to give you my whole self.